Of the 11 peace prizes so far awarded to heads of state, the first was one of the most controversial. U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt won it in 1906 for mediating an end to the Russo-Japanese War, although his foreign policy was generally considered to be warlike and imperialistic. 72 years later, when Prime Minister Menachem Begin of Israel and President Anwar Sadat of Egypt won the prize, those criticisms were equally valid. In 1936, President Carlos Saavedra Lamas of Argentina won it for mediating an end to the war between Bolivia and Paraguay. And in 1987, it was given to President Oscar Arias of Costa Rica for initiating a plan to end conflicts in Central America. The 1974 prize was criticized for other reasons. It was given to ex-premier Eisaku Sato of Japan, ostensibly for his peaceful policies at home and abroad, although it was suggested that it had been given merely as a token gesture to Asia. Some awards to heads of state have been widely acclaimed. United States President Woodrow Wilson won the 1919 award for his insistence that the League of Nations be created from the ashes of the First World War. The League of Nations may have disintegrated in the turmoil of the 30s and 40s, but it was the foundation on which the United Nations was built. Involvement in these two revolutionary organizations has also won the Peace Prize for two more heads of state. Hjalmar Branting of Sweden in 1921, and Canadian Lester Pearson in 1957. These prizes were both welcomed by peace lovers across the globe, as was the award in 1971 to Chancellor Willy Brandt from West Germany. His prize was for his policy of Ostpolitik, which aimed to reconcile Germany with its former enemies. That process has now given birth to a new reunited Germany. And although it may be controversial in the USSR, it is partly for his contribution to that momentous event that this year's prize has been awarded to Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev.